Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 29th, the 14th day of the 2024 budget session. Today, we continued to work Senate files through second and third reading. Three bills I want to highlight include Senate File 12, which requires hide buyers to keep a bill of sale for 2 years, which includes a record of the date of purchase and all brands and identification marks in the record. The bill of sale must also accompany the hide. Including brands and identification marks helps track and assure the animal was not stolen. I am not convinced this bill is needed and might actually be harmful. The current system protected livestock producers from theft and was well established with meat processors. Senate File 18 amends Wyoming safe haven statutes to ensure compliance with the Wyoming Indian Child Welfare Act, requiring safe haven providers to inquire about any tribal affiliation or Native American ancestry of a newborn child. Safe haven laws allow parents to remain nameless to the court when a parent relinquishes custody of a newborn without fear of legal repercussions, as long as the baby is unharmed. I support this bill, and I support the tribe's ability to determine the destiny of their children. Senate File 81 clarifies that entities formed by county memorial hospitals and other health care districts are covered under existing statute when they partner to expand and offer community services like joint EMS services. Presently, with the uncertainty, such entities are seeking separate liability insurance at great expense to be sure they are covered. Clarifying the law lowers the cost, expanding care to Wyoming citizens. I support this bill. Tomorrow, we will continue to work through Senate files and committee the whole second and third reading, along with working any concurrence reports on Senate amendments to House bills. I can be reached at Albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.